World Sport now from the BBC with me, Richard Fleming. Coming up, Manchester United are back on top of the Premier League as Chelsea and Liverpool suffer defeats. And after a rain-affected qualifying session, Rubens Barrichello will start the Brazilian Grand Prix on pole position. First, though, the main football results from England and Scotland, read by James Alexander Gorton.
Barclays Premier League. Arsenal 3, Birmingham City 1. Aston Villa 2, Chelsea 1. Everton 1, Wolverhampton Wanderers 1. Manchester United 2, Bolton Wanderers 1. Portsmouth 1, Tottenham Hotspur 2. Stoke City 2, West Ham United 1. Sunderland 1, Liverpool 0. Coca-Cola Football League Championship. Blackpool 2, Plymouth Argyle 0. Bristol City 1, Peterborough United 1. Cardiff City 1, Crystal Palace 1. Doncaster Rovers 0, Barnsley 1. Ipswich Town 1, Swansea City 1. Leicester City 0, Derby County 0. Middlesbrough 0, Watford 1. Nottingham Forest 1, Newcastle United 0. Queen's Park Rangers 4, Preston North End 0. Scunthorpe United 3, Sheffield United 1. Sheffield Wednesday 2, Coventry City 0. West Bromwich Albion 3, Reading 1. Clydesdale Bank Scottish Premier League. Aberdeen 1, Heart of Midlothian 1. Celtic 0, Motherwell 0. Dundee United 1, Hamilton Academical 1. Falkirk 1, St Mirren 3. Hibernian 1, Kilmarnock 0. St Johnstone 1, Rangers 2.
So Manchester United go back to the top of the English Premier League after a 2-1 win over Bolton at Old Trafford. As that night home goal and Antonio Valencia's strike put United in front, but they were left to hang on for a nervy 20 minutes after Matt Taylor scored for Bolton. Despite the anxious end to the game, United's assistant coach Mike Phelan was pleased with the win and particularly happy with the performance of defender Rio Ferdinand, who's been criticised of late.
Rio knows the score, you know, he's had a magnificent career, you know, and that will continue. He's going to have blips now and again, and he just happened to have hit a bad patch. But, you know, that's the quality in the man. He's got to dig in there, he's got to work hard, he understands that situation, and then he pulls out a performance like that. So, you know, you've got to give him credit where credit's due, and he will improve from that now.
Elsewhere, Liverpool's title challenge suffered another blow. They lost 1-0 at Sunderland, their fourth defeat of the season. But the goal from Darren Bent caused controversy because his shot was deflected into the net off a beach ball thrown from the crowd.
The beach ball's sitting in the middle of their six-yard box, so if they're going to leave it there, then sometimes you pay the penalty, and they've done that today.
I mean, you know, you work on instinct, don't you? So you shoot, and then presumably you've shot, and then suddenly you've realised it's heading straight for this beach ball.
Exactly, so it's hitting and it's gone in, and, you know what I mean, it's just, we'll take it at the end of the day, but at the same time, the performance was fantastic, and we'll take the positives from that.
Well, as for the Liverpool boss, Rafael Benitez, he took the goal incident in his stride.
We had bad luck in the goal, but the team was not doing well, so it's something that we have to fix, you know. It's the most important thing, you know, the other things you cannot control. I couldn't see what happened, you know. We were asking, and after they told us, but anyway, you cannot change things, so we needed to play the rest of the game and try to score, and we couldn't.
In Saturday's early kick-off, Chelsea fell to their second Premier League defeat of the season, losing 2-1 at Aston Villa to drop to second in the table. Didier Drogba put Chelsea 1-0 up early on, but goals from Richard Dunn and James Collins gave Villa's boss Martin O'Neill a very pleasing win.
I'm obviously delighted with the performance, delighted with the effort that this team put in, coming from behind in the game, particularly against Chelsea. It's really satisfying.
Third place Tottenham produced a hard-fought 2-1 victory at Portsmouth. Jermaine Defoe, the hero and villain for Spurs. He scored and was then sent off after a clash with South Africa's Aaron Mokoena. Nevertheless, Tottenham's boss Harry Redknapp, who was back at Pompey for the first time since managing them, was happy with his reception.
These are good people, and all week people have built it up. You know, the press have overhyped the whole thing about the Portsmouth fans, and it was completely untrue. They couldn't have been better. They were fantastic.
Seriously, still holds you dear in their heart, doesn't it?
Well, I had great times here. You know, it was the best times of my life here. So I'll never forget it. That's for sure.
Portsmouth remain bottom after that defeat. Arsenal are fifth after their 3-1 win over Birmingham City, but they have injury worries over their England forward Theo Walcott. He sustained a knee injury during the victory at the Emirates. He'll undergo a scan to determine the extent of the damage and see if he can play in the European Champions League in midweek. Here's his manager, Arsene Wenger.
Has a bruised knee. We don't know yet if he twisted a little bit his median knee ligament or not. I'm not too optimistic because he told me he was unstable running. That would not be very good news for Tuesday night.
And in the pick of the other Premier League games, James Beattie scored twice for Stoke in their 2-1 win over West Ham. The Hammers remain second from bottom. In Spain, Barcelona dropped their first points of the season in a goalless draw at Valencia, but they're still 1 point ahead of Real Madrid, who beat Valladolid 4-2. In Italy, Inter Milan won 5-0 at Genoa to open up a 3-point lead at the top of Serie A. Esteban Cambiaso, Mario Balotelli and Dejan Stankovic scored first-half goals, Patrick Vieira and Maicon finding the net in the second half. Lyon lost 2-0 to Sochaux, but they stay top in France. Promoted Montpellier beat 10-man Saint Etienne 2-1 to go level with Lyon. Defending champions Bordeaux lost 1-0 to Auxerre to drop to third. In Germany, the Bundesliga leaders Bayer Leverkusen were held 0-0 at second place Hamburg, and Bayern Munich secured their first win in three games. They move up to fifth with a 2-1 win at Freiburg. Next on to motor racing, the world championship leader Jenson Button will start Sunday's Brazilian Formula One Grand Prix in 14th place after a rain-delayed qualifying session at Interlagos. His Braun GP teammate and nearest challenger, Rubens Barrichello, has secured what could be an all-important pole. With just two races of the season remaining, Button has a 14-point lead over Barrichello, and the Brazilian was naturally delighted with the outcome on his home track.
I'm very happy. It was a great drive, and you know, it may be that we have less fuel than them, but it's much better to start at the front and have your own race pace than be, you know, towards the middle of the pack. So I'm very, very, very happy with this situation.
Casey Stoner on a Ducati will start Sunday's Australian MotoGP from pole position. Stoner will share the front row with the World Championship leader Valentino Rossi on a Yamaha and the Honda of Danny Pedrosa. Rossi's teammate and rival for the world title, Jorge Lorenzo, will start from the second row. He qualified fourth fastest. Stoner's bidding for a hat-trick of wins at Phillip Island, and he's delighted to have secured pole position in front of his home fans after missing much of the season with a mystery virus.
It's great to come back. We've had a torrid season. It's been a disaster. And it's nice to come back in these two races and be competitive again. And, you know, it's a lot more competitive than we've been all season. And, you know, it's nice to be back up front again.
Next on to tennis. Rafael Nadal will play Nikolai Davidenko in the final of the Shanghai Masters after Nadal's semi-final opponent, Feliciano Lopez, retired injured. Nadal was leading 6-1, 3-love when Lopez pulled out with an ankle problem. He becomes the ninth player to withdraw injured at the tournament. This is Nadal's first appearance in a final since the Madrid Masters in May. The world number two has been continuing his own comeback from injury and is thrilled to be back fighting for a title.
I'm in the final, so that's really important and really good news for me. It's my first final after my comeback after the injury, so that's a very good result for me, and I'm very happy, and I'm going to try to play my best tennis. Only like this I'm going to have chances to win.
On to golf. The US Open winner Retief Goossen is on track for his first European Tour title in more than 2.5 years after firing a third round 8-under-64 to go a shot clear at the Portugal Masters. The South African now ahead of Francesco Molinari of Italy. Lee Westwood looking to overhaul fellow Briton Rory McIlroy at the top of the order of merit, was three behind. McIlroy is 14 shots off the pace after 71. Before we go, our top story once again. Manchester United are a point clear of Chelsea at the top of the English Premier League after a 2-1 win over Bolton. Chelsea fell to their second Premier League defeat of the season, losing 2-1 at Aston Villa. And Liverpool lost 1-0 away to Sunderland. And with those stories, that's the very latest world sport from the BBC.